Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Wah, wah. Screwball Radio back in effect. Another Saturday bringing nothing but that real hip-hop for myself, King Eric, and our brother Black Poet. What's the deal? What's the deal?
What's up, man? Back at it, man. Episode 139, King Eric in the building. What's good, homie?
Ain't nothing, man, you know. Just chilling, you know, ready for this show. You know, we got a lot of heat for the listeners out there. A lot of crazy shit been going on.
Yeah.
You know, as far as news, you know, especially here in New York, you know, just to touch on the subject real quick, a few years ago out here on Long Island, you know, they discovered a lot of bodies, you know what I'm saying? Like women that were killed in a certain area of Long Island. And just yesterday, they made an arrest on it, you know what I'm saying? So like this guy was a serial killer. He would get women, prostitutes or whatever have you, call girls, whatever they are, and he would, you know, take them out on a date or whatever it is, and those people would go missing. So for a long time, you know, they've been looking around like who did it, you know, one body let, they were searching for one body. And while searching for one body, they found other bodies. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday on the news, you know, they supposedly found who the person was, and he's from right here on Long Island, Massapequa Park. And it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like some Dahmer stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, like couple years ago, they put out a little movie of it. You know, Gilgo Beach Murders or Gilgo Beach something. And, you know, here they go, and they made an arrest on it, you know?
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Get some more information on it. All right. So his name is Rex Huerman, arrested in Gilgo Beach murders. You know what I'm saying? So they've been looking for this guy since 2010. So for the last 13 years, you know, they've been looking for this person, and the way they found them was his pizza crust. So the FBI been watching him, police been watching him, and he discarded some pizza, and they went and took it and took samples from it and found the same samples that was on the pizza. They found that DNA on those bodies.
Wow.
Shit is crazy, man. Shit is crazy.
Man, that technology is something. Pizza crust.
Pizza tracing
back the murders committed over a decade ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you know, in other news to talk about too, we talking about the big strike that's going on in Hollywood. You got a lot of actors and screenwriters and protesters. They're protesting against these big studios, and they feel these big studios and these streaming platforms, they taking all the money, and the actors are left with chump change. So they looking at it like, until we get a agreement going on, ain't nothing happening. And you specifically let people know off the gate about this streaming deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, so, all right. When you look at the film industry, right? So artists, actors, you know, they get the money when the movies premiere in box offices, you know, movie theaters, DVD. But with like streaming movies, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same. So, for instance, every time a movie's played on TV, an actor's supposed to get that paper, you know? It's a royalty. But when you're going through streaming platforms, again, it's just like music. So everything is broken down into a percentage. And like I always talk about it, in the music business, you know, they raping us. And I'm going to use that word, they raping us. They raping us artists for the simple fact that it costs us money to make the music. All right? I'm going to put it down just like that. It costs us money. We got to go to studio. We got to pay for the beat. We got to pay for the feature. You know what I'm saying? If you're lucky enough to do music and not have to pay for features, you know, there's more power to you. But even still, somewhere along the line, you got to pay. Something's going to come out of pocket, no matter what it is, whether it's pressing, whether it's CD duplication, merchandise, whatever it is, you're going to come out of pocket. And the whole intent to come out of pocket is for you to make some money on the back end. You know what I'm saying? It's to make a profit. But with the streaming industry, as you and I both know, in order to make $1, your song has to be listened to over 300 times. And that's just on Spotify. So when you look at the movie industry, think about how many times that movie has to be watched before they make a dollar. I don't know if it's like music where you got to listen to 300 times or watch the movie 30 times for you to make a dollar. Like, I don't even know how the percentage is for movies. And mind you, you know, people, actors get paid up front to be in the movie, unless in the contract it says after the movie comes out, then you get your percentage. But again, it's not like a blockbuster movie that's at the movie theater. You know what I'm saying? Like a Fast and the Furious, like a John Wick, like big blockbuster movies that, you know, they're gonna hit a billion. Avatar 2, they're gonna hit a billion after a month. You know, these, when you on these little Netflix and Fire Sticks and Amazon Prime, and you know, it takes away from the screenwriters, it takes away from the actors. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is,
I want to read a little bit of it, because I'm going to explain why all the actors and writers are striking in particular. It said, pay is often at the center of work stoppages, and that's the case here. But the rise of streaming, like you said, and the challenges created by the pandemic have stressed the studios, many of which are facing financial challenges, as well as actors and writers who are seeking better pay and new protections in the rapidly changing workplace. Both actors and screenwriters have demanded increased residual payments and type of royalty from streaming services. Streaming series typically have few episodes than TV series did. And it used to be that if the TV series was a hit, actors and writers could count on a long stream of regular residual checks. Streaming has changed the system in a way where they say it's hurting both of them. Both groups want also aggressive guardrails around the use of artificial intelligence to preserve jobs.
I mean, it's the truth. Like, listen, man. These writers are taking their time out to write, to create. This is their creativity. You know? And you put in all your work into it, only to be left with nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not fair.
Right.
It's not fair. It's not fair to the actor. It's not fair to the screenwriters. It's not fair to the cameraman. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah, people don't realize how much goes into it. It goes into creating art. A lot goes into creating art.
That's just like this, all right? Let's say you're a painter, and you paint a masterpiece, and someone goes and steals it.
What's really good?
Pull it in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building, man. What up, Barney, man?
Yo.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, we're talking man. About Shit. This writer strike going on. As affecting the whole entertainment world.
Well, yeah, screenwriters
think,
going
think,
on strike.
I think
the
artists
actors
need
going.
To do that. I think we need to do that as musicians. Need to do the same shit. For real. But I ain't gonna interrupt y'all a little yesterday. I'm late, y'all, but you know what I'm saying? My bad, yo. I'm out of town.
That's what
I'm actually in Virginia right now.
You in VA?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Damn.
And I forgot. Everything. I just seen that message. You might as well stop doing radio. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, God.
But yeah, man.
You're right, though, man. I think
you guys,
man. Yeah, man, I had to, you know, on a big vacation, you know. But yeah, man, you're damn right, man. I'll support SAG. You know what I'm saying? I'll support them niggas because they talk about the same shit we talking about. The streams. Where that money going to? They beef is our beef, too, yo. They beefing about the streaming and the AI.
I'm telling E, for an artist to make a dollar off their song, they got to be listened to 300 and some times on Spotify. So how many times does a movie have to stream for the actor, screenwriter to get paid?
Right, and at the same time, they're giving the execs bonuses and raises and shit.
Yeah, but I know you're just coming on, but we also, I was telling E about the Gilgo Beach murders and how they just found the guy that was doing it.
What murder?
The Gilgo Beach murders. Remember they were finding bodies on Long Island along the highway?
Oh, you thought it was MS in them, right?
I thought it was people that was like getting these prostitutes or call women and then just killing them.
But they was like,
you know,
Dominican, right? There's like a lot of Spanish women on the tooth.
Nah. I'm talking about the women, the different women that was found along the highway. It's called the Gilgo Beach murders.
Wow, they got a nigga for that? Good.
So since 2010, you know, the one girl went missing. She was from Jersey, and on the phone she was heard like running through the bushes and saying that he's gonna kill me, and then end up they don't find her, but while looking for her they found other people.
Wow.
And they just arrested the guy yesterday through a sample. They took his pizza crust and found his DNA on it, and they linked his DNA to all, like, three or four of those bodies.
Who is the kid? White
guy. An architect. He's an architect in Manhattan, and he lives here on Long Island.
He lives here.
Massapequa Park.
Wow, I don't play for it. Fucking real psycho.
That's that Dharma.
But they still ain't find the body. They still ain't find the first body that they was looking for. I forget what her name was. She's the one that sparked. They was looking for her body and found these other bodies.
Wow,
the Gilgo Beach murders. You remember, you know, when you was out here, you was living out here when one girl first went missing.
Wow, that's crazy. I remember that shit too. They were prostitutes, right?
Yeah, they were call girls. And the guy had burner phones, so he would talk to the women through a burner phone, have fake ID,
Chucky.
Everything. Yeah.
You can track them burner phones too, because they know where them shit was sold at.
Yeah, well, the way they did it, the FBI pinged it. You know, it's called pinging.
Yeah.
They were pinged. The FBI pinged his phones, you know?
And they
started
all the murders.
No, it would ping in Massapequa. That's where it would ping in. But to get found on a crust of pizza.
Yeah, ain't no beating that. That's DNA, baby.
Yeah. They found his DNA. But what's crazy is that, like I said,
psychopath, man, he was running loose for a long time, yo.
He's married. He got kids.
Wow, they're gonna link his ass to some more shit. Whatever, anything like that, he's getting blamed for it.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the headline is New York architect arrested in Long Island serial killings.
Wow.
So, the six counts of murder in connection with the death of three of four women who in death became known as the Gilgo Four. And the guy's name is Rex Huerman, 59, is also the prime suspect in the death of the fourth woman.
Man, he just got to start killing shorties, huh?
Yeah, so the way I think of it, like, I start thinking, so he get the girls, he get them to come out. He probably wants them to do shit. They don't want to do shit. So he get aggressive with them, kill them.
Or, quite sure, you know, he got people that are going to do anything. He just want to kill them. He's a crazy motherfucker. Can't stop killing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What else going on after you, man?
Oh, he stepped away real quick. He stepped away.
He might as well stop on radio now. He's the most consistent. Yeah, I'm just looking at my shit. Oh, shit. This nigga talking bullshit to me. What the fuck am I doing?
Nah, I thought you were still over here. I didn't know you were trying.
Nah, I boogie real quick. You know? I had to bust a move real quick, you know? I'm on vacay right now. You know what I'm saying? Got Mama Duke situated over there, so you can check my man out down here and see what's going on in New Lands for a minute. Head back down there. Yeah, week two, you know? Get back to the bridge. Get back to my bullshit. I just pressed the reset button, man. Word up. Where the fuck did yellow him in there, yo?
Oh, he just stepped away for a minute. He had to handle something. But, you know.
Oh, he doodling. He doodling? Yeah, he doodling.
Yeah, I think he clogged his pipes.
Yeah, yellow him in there, yo, E, man. Stop doodling, man. We on the air, man. We got to work, man. Yeah, you been watching the Summer League? I've been watching the Summer League, man. You seen that tall kid, what's his name? Victor, that they just drafted number one. Niggas calling that nigga a boss. But I think he's going to have a fucking good year. You know, niggas in hoods calling that nigga a boss. His first game, he scored at double digits. Second game, he hit them niggas in the air at 27. And Pop shut him down. He ain't got him playing no more from the Summer League. I said, oh, shit, Pop, I'll shut him down. You know, Spurs are known for management, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't going to run them. They don't go fuck with the motherfucking shoes Nike got to say. They don't go fuck with the NBA thing. Pop shut him down. So they just gave Pop a contract, brand new contract. And after that contract, he shut Victor Wembanyama down. Gave him 2 games. Y'all see this nigga play for 2 games. After that, we got him in the gym. Ain't gonna see him no more to the fucking to things is real.
Who is that? The new kid?
Yeah, tall motherfucking man that the Spurs got. First round draft pick. And I don't know what's going on with Dame Dad, with Dame, man, Dame time, man. I know you better leave to Portland and get the fucking contender before you get too old.
I mean, yeah, you know, he got a, it ain't really him, you know what I'm saying? He just needs like a supporting cast because he can't be the only one putting up 40 points. You know?
They just drafted a young boy, but Dame don't want to rock with no young nigga that they got to build up. Dame want to go to a contender now. That's why he requested a trade. Because once they picked up the young boy, he already knew. Ah, man, this ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's the future.
I don't blame
that kid is nice. That kid is nice, though. But they ain't even got the time for this kid to develop. You know what I'm saying? They need,
you talking about Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, he got a fucking funny name, Victor W. VW.
Wembanyama. I mean, I don't blame Damian Lillard for wanting a vet to be rocking with him. Somebody else.
Now, he just want to go with a winning squad.
LeBron agreed for one more year with the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, he should go to LA. Dame's not a good facilitator, man. He's not a good facilitator, yo. He'll shoot the lights out, but he's not a guy that, I mean, his passing game's crazy, but I don't know. He's not point guard that finds niggas. Find niggas later.
Russell. He a good point guard. Russell.
I don't know what you're talking about, too. So you got dreads, braids or something?
Yeah, Russell. D. Russell. You got him. Facilitate. You got Damian Lillard, shooter. You got LeBron, a shooter. I think he would do good.
But really? You looking at shit? The Joker and them niggas? And his partner? Joker and that guy with the curly hair on this thing? Yeah, I don't know his name, but they are the problem right now. The Nuggets are here. And it's hard to repeat, but they might repeat. I don't see nobody stopping the Nuggets right now, yo. The way they play and the Joker. I do not see nobody stopping them, yo. They swept. They ain't sweep KD in them, right? They swept KD in them. They swept the stuff.
But they didn't have they didn't have Chris Paul. They didn't have Ayton.
I don't know. You got KD, and y'all got Swizzap.
Nah, you can't put all your chips on KD. KD is just KD.
KD's good for one game. At least one.
He's not gonna take over.
A healthy Booker. You got a healthy KD and a healthy Booker. Don't tell me Chris Paul was gonna make a big difference.
Chris Paul, he knows how to pass. He knows how to pass that ball.
Plus, they wasn't that going together as a team. You know, so they had to go through this album.
Yeah, but look, this year coming, Chris Paul going to be on Golden State.
I don't know about that. Man, that's I don't know. They still need hype. Nuggets just told y'all niggas, man, what's going down. It's back to a big man game. All that three-point shit is shut down. It's a big man game again.
Denver Nuggets, they got Aaron Gordon. They got Michael Porter Jr. They got Chris Bond. They got DeAndre Jordan. You know, they got all big guys.
It's like the Bulls. Niggas think, adding Dame Dash to the Bulls is going to make them a contender. You know, no.
Damian Lillard?
Dame time. They can think they're going to make him a contender. No. Y'all need a big man, man. The Joker is here. He just showed y'all. That nigga don't fucking miss.
Excuse me.
And he do the basic big man back you down. He got an outside shot. See how you know he did the LeBron and them niggas? Can't LeBron and them niggas shaking their head like, damn. Like, wow,
yeah,
we can't stop this dude.
If Antetokounmpo wasn't hurt this year, you think Denver would have went there?
It'd have been them versus them. It wouldn't have been the Bulls. It'd have been, hopefully, I wanted to be my Knicks. You know what I'm saying?
It was Miami that played.
I wanted to be my Knicks. But Miami beat. Plus, they got past fucking this guy.
Boston.
They got past Milwaukee. Them niggas just, it was a Cinderella team. They beat Boston. They beat New York. Now they represent the East. And they lost in, what, 5-4 games? Because they didn't have height. They did not have height. They did not fuck with Denver's height. If they had at least another big man, at least another big man that at least could test fucking the Joker. They didn't even have nobody to stop that nigga, man. And he got a partner. What's that kid's name? Damn, I'm disrespecting him, not even knowing his name. Because he helped the Joker.
Jamal Murray.
What's his name?
Jamal Murray.
Light-skinned kid with the curly hair? Jamal Murray, I think that's his name.
Yeah, he's a point guard.
Tall nigga, too. He kind of tall, too. Nah, he's not a point guard. He's a point guard.
He's like 6'5". Yeah.
He's a tall motherfucker. He's hitting threes. I thought he was tall. But, yeah, man, it's a tall man game again, man. If Steph and them niggas would have won, they'd have been a three-point game. Everybody looking for 3 points.
You got Michael Porter Jr., too. He was banging threes on him. Shoot from the outside, post up on the inside. He a power forward. Aaron Gordon.
The Nuggets would have beat. I think the Nuggets would have beat Milwaukee, even with a healthy fucking Dunn, man. Giannis. And the Temple.
I don't think so, man.
Nah, you know why? Because they got the height with him, but he's the only guy with the height over there.
You got, what's his name? What's the twins? The two tall twins that they...
Lopez, brother?
I forget it. The Lopez.
Not the Lopez.
You got Lopez over there.
They did over there?
Yeah, the one is over there. The one brother's over there. Then you got Antetokounmpo.
It probably went to 7 games, but I would give it to the Nuggets. Just because of how I seen the Joker playing, man. The niggas was not fucking missing. And Murray was not missing, man.
Nah, they wasn't really... They wasn't playing nobody that was healthy, though. Everybody they played wasn't healthy.
Well, right now, next year, we're going to see. Because, John Morant, he's going to be suspended for, 30 games.
Yeah, I ain't looking for him.
They're still going to be a problem. No. They're going to be a problem. Don't forget, yo. Memphis is going to be a problem. John Morant's going to be a problem.
I'm going to be watching because Jordan Poole is going to be on Phoenix and Chris Paul going to be on Golden
State.
Oh,
that's where he's going?
Yeah, they traded Chris Paul to Golden State for Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole might have a chip on his shoulder. Let's see how he plays with a chip on his shoulder. I like his game, but, you know, after him and Draymond got into it, it just wasn't the same.
I mean, Damian Lillard will be good on Phoenix, too.
Tell you the truth. Dame should go where the fucking Kyrie's at.
Dallas Mavericks?
Basically, I would get rid of Kyrie and put Dame there with the big homie. You know what I'm saying?
And put Kyrie where? Portland?
I don't know, because Kyrie's going to want to go to a fucking contender, too. He can't just ship him to anywhere. He's gonna go to contender too. And those niggas just don't gel well. But nah, good place for Dame. I say Beaver. Like I said, them niggas are. Who got some big niggas that just need a little nigga, man? I can score from out. Could Dame can shoot just as well as Steph?
So that's, you think? How about Damian Lillard with homie in Philly.
Joel, get rid of
Joel and Embiid.
Beard. Get rid of the beard.
Yeah. No, I would keep the beard.
That might be better. Oh, I was keeping them three.
Them three.
What you gonna give up for? You got to give up somebody to get Dame. They gonna want the big.
I mean, I'm sure they got other people there.
Unless you got some fucking good drafts and somebody that's gonna fucking invest in the future, and you know you can take their draft picks. But right now, if you saying fuck them drafts, you want them winning now? They gotta make a move to win now, y'all.
Yeah, I would say either Dame go to the Bucks with Antetokounmpo.
That'd be dope.
Or Embiid. I mean, those are two big teams that both always make it to the playoffs. And if you ask somebody that's putting up 40 points like Dame do on a regular, they got a chance.
Yeah, you just need a big man. You need a big man and a short man. Boom, you need that two threats, like Kobe and the Shaq was. You know? You need a big man and a little nigga. That's dope. And let's go get it. With a nice, you know what I'm saying, bench. A nice core other players. Let's go get it.
I mean, yeah, I would send if they was with it, I would send Damian Lillard to the Bucks. Because if the Bucks could do it without Lillard,
they ain't got
nothing
to do without Lillard. You got to think Portland. You got to think about Portland. You got to think about the team that they want. What the fuck do these guys got to give me for Dame? You want the house for Dame. Niggas ain't giving up the house for Dame because they're going to be left with nothing.
I mean.
You got Dame? I think they fucked up because they gave Dame. They should have traded Dame. If they wanted, they should have traded him 2 years ago. That way they'd have got something nice for him and Dame would have went where he went. Now he's older. And the teams ain't really got nothing to bargain with. So it's like, damn, Dame's kind of stuck. Because nobody got the capital or the talent to really trade, to make a decent enough trade with them.
I mean, the Bucks got Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday.
I need them two plus some draft picks a day. And niggas ain't giving that up. I'm giving you my best nigga. I need one of your best niggas, and I need some draft picks. Dame Lillard. That's what I'm saying. They waited too long. Dame was too loyal too long, and they waited too long to trade him. They should have traded him 2-3 years ago, where they could have got a nice deal for him, and everybody would have been happy. Dame would have went where he want to win, and they would have got a new court of, you know what I'm saying, to fucking try to do something over there in Portland. Now, it's like fucking 3 years later, the talent's not out there. Nobody got nothing good to trade. So Portland's like, fuck that. I'm a whole day. We'll hold on to him. We're not going to fucking just trade him just to make him happy. We got to be happy too at the end of the day. So they kind of stuck right now. They might end up playing with Portland again. And that's awkward because he requested the trade.
It's got to be a win-win. It's got to be a win-win for both parties.
I mean, but still, it's like,
crazy.
It's crazy. If I was the Bucks, I would give up Jay Crowder. I would give up Drew Holiday.
You gotta look at what these guys are getting paid. You gotta look at what these guys are getting paid, what their contracts are saying. Like, it might not make sense. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Portland's not trying to just give Dame Christmas presents and they get nothing. Even though I feel they owe him a I feel the, you know, Portland old days because he was so loyal and never requested a trade. But they just waited too long, man. Everybody waited too long. They waited too long to trade him, and he waited too long to request a trade. So now teams don't have the shit to trade for him. So he's stuck. He might be stuck, though.
Yeah, he's probably just going to keep him there, let him ride his contract, but he's going to be unhappy. They don't need to keep in a guy that's unhappy, but the Kings got to find somewhere to create some leverage.
Hey, unhappy,
you don't want to be the best player.
Happy or unhappy, we're not letting you go for nothing. We're going to get fucking, we got to get something for you.
So how about this? So USA Today says, with the Miami Heat, if they was to trade for Damian Lillard, they would give up Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero, they don't want Tyler Hero.
Assuming the goal is to unite Lillard with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
That's not enough. I don't think those three can do shit. Just because the niggas lucked up and be Giannis, and they made a nice little run to the fucking finals. That's not happening next year. Jimmy buckets, that shit is over with. Dame is not the answer
players,
for them. Dame ain't the answer
other for
them.
Players of value that he could include Caleb Martin, who had a breakthrough in this year's playoffs, and recent first-round pick Nikola Jovic. It can also include the 18th overall pick in this year's draft, as well as 2028, 2029 first-round picks.
I don't see nobody beating the Nuggets right now, man. The Knicks better make some better moves. I don't see nobody beating the Nuggets. Okay, Dino, I don't think nobody made enough moves to really contend with fucking the Joker and what they got over there going. And fucking Denver Nuggets right now.
But look at this: a potential trade involving Hero would most likely be accomplished once the new league year rolls in, when he counts as $27 million for salary matching purposes. They have plenty of matching salaries for Lillard, with a combination of their own higher salary players like Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, and Victor Oladipo.
See, if they get the salary, but they don't got the talent. Like Kyle Lowry may be getting the same money, but look, who would you rather have? Fuck out of here. Dame. Like, yo, there's a lot of niggas getting paid the same money, but they ain't Dame. There's a lot of niggas getting the same money. Oh, his contract is just like Dame. Oh, we can get that. But you know what? That's not Dame. So go ahead and get that nigga if you want to. He's not Dame. And Dame has been loyal to these guys, and all he's doing right now is showing that it's a business. We're not doing you no favors just because you've been loyal. No, we got to get something good for you. So that's where they stuck at, homie.
Yeah, he stuck there. He's been with them for the good, bad, and ugly, even rap battles with Shaq. Like, he's been through it all.
You back, man? Hold on. You back, man? You finished doodling? You had to
do doodle, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I mean, you was going for a minute. Me and Kyle was holding this shit down. Like, what the fuck time they had to go doodle? Them yellow M&Ms.
Nah, man. I had a plumbing issue on my roof. Yeah, the leak issue on my roof up top. So I had to get guys over here to get that taken care of.
I got my man Kev. My man Kev will come through. He'll fix your shit up. You heard? Kev's home improvements. He'll come through and do your shit. No problem.
We got to give the people some music, kid. You was gone.
Oh,
so.
No doubt.
Yeah, man.
No doubt, man. Call number 516-531-9596. Anybody want to call in and chop it up with us? We live on Schoolball Radio, episode 139. Let's go.
All these pretty lights as we ride through the night got me feeling vibes like it's love at first sight. This is how my vibe flows. This is how my tribe rolls.
How we roll, baby.
Everywhere that I go. Raise the frequency. When I pull up in my city, this is how the vibe flows. Always be playing highs and lows.
Real slow, baby.
Bass be hitting riding slow.
Let's go.
Feel the chemistry, energy so wet and
yo, my flow blows vibes like breezes through park trees. It's in cities, G's break down blocks like grating cheeses. Sneezing up lesions from chemtrail diseases. Confounded by spiritual ills like tricking and skeezing. Palpable, the frequency rising, delectable. The speed I chipped my tooth off on, thought it was edible. Never mind the blind, the evidence indelible. Raising five tie, freak minds to be incredible.
This is how my vibe flows.
Blow.
This is how my tribe rolls.
Rolling.
Everywhere that I go. Raising frequency. When I pull up in my city, watch the pretty lights glow. Feel the city vibes grow.
Feel it.
Let these enemies know.
Let them know.
Ugly can't stop me. Energy is way too pretty.
We up really high.
This is how my vibe
flows. All the way up.
Raising frequencies when I pull up in my city.
Let's go really high.
Feel the chemistry.
Yeah,
put your hands up to the sky. Pull on up with me.
Pull up.
I got the
pull
key
up
to my city.
Outside on the west side, feeling sensational. Ready to keep the plan moving. Motivational. Kick dramatic styles, they say it's untraceable. Just trying to spit what's good. The hood is educational. Feel the conscious like frequency and brain waves to escape this oppressive melee till payday. Party vibes in my city and since we stay paid from working so hard, think we deserve a play day.
You about to make me
making me high.
So far, too far, baby. Run away with me. I got the key to my city.
Slow down, Nemesis.
Why do you have to
go?
Don't go, baby.
So hard, Nemesis.
I'm beasting with no shame. Out here and I gotta get it. This is how my vibe
flows.
This is how my tribe
grows.
Everywhere that I go. Raising frequencies when I pull up in my city. This is how the vibe flows.
Really high.
See the ocean tide
flow.
Make the homies ride slow.
See the view, yo.
Soaking wet like sea. Dripping by the
shore.
In my city.
Yeah. You
really
lift this ride out to these vibes, yo. Let it flow. Yo, the rock nemesis. Let's go.
Let's go.
When we up in this,
put your hands up.
What we doing?
What we do? That's
got.
I'm beasting with no tame. Out here and I gotta get it.
All these flowing vibes as we ride through the night.
Here I go again, pushing to the end. Got tunnels in the gin. All I see is the wind.
Hitting
like a 10. Roar, no blend. Can't fold, no bend. Watch this, what you call shrimp.
I click it back and let it blast. Repeatedly, gut shots and dome shots. Pistol whip you in the barrel with a chrome hot. How it feel to get clapped with your own Glock. Beat down with some bare knuckles on your own block. I am the God that you pray to. Working in mysterious ways long as you stay true. I don't need you to repent all your sins to me. Long as you giving 10% of your ends to me. Up the Vatican, call me Big Vatican. Can't keep count of all these records I be shattering. Tag teaming, infrared beaming. The time we be on demon, there's no redeeming. I scream in the mic, said it with my chest. Got these iconic legends giving credit to the best. Homie, I ain't got a flaw. Rugged and I'm raw. When it snaps from the wrist, you can count it as a score. See me in the trenches, leaving you defenseless. Trench coat shoddy, but I saw it off inches. Pin hot flaming, scorching and swelter. Fuck that, everything is helpful.
I click it back and let it bang. No accurate face shots, no leg shots. It's a 44, not no figure four leg lock. What kind of nigga get clapped with his own skin? Smacked around in his hood, extorted for his whole check. shine on them like Jamal Barrett. If you know, don't stand in front of Jamal Barrett. You know, you don't ever call him Jamal Bad Move. Either they all gon' laugh at you or he gon' slap you. Actual facts, fucker, I'm all Snapple. Just can't sit with you, S.I.P. for the wrong attitude. Clap you, bang at you, some more caps than when you clap back at niggas on Twitter and all caps. You niggas is all cap. That's what the kids say, right? I'm talking to them too. This they like. Clyde, but fortify the crib, they might wanna trip back. Be prepared to make them miss they flight. And switch they flight. Wings on the back, no red bullshit. Just that monster energy in a scat with a mule kick. This goon shit I'm fueled with, mixed with a cool's in. Mixed with my nigga Rusty Rude.
I click it back and let me crack it. Spit rapidly, naturally I don't ask for beat. I cook me chopping and chef to call it a masterpiece. Smith & Wesson, ass the street. What's legendary? Let's break bread. Only when necessary. Fam first, first fam, the verse secondary. The worst plan, your man's laying in the cemetery. Pain knows no borders. We all just trying to get home.
I click it back and let it blue, let it blue, and got a mind of his own.
Chop, 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 chop the style.
Knocking the bones, my iPhone got a scale like a grail on it.
Married to the streets,
and my bitch got a veil on it. Nigga, I don't fail on it. I just take the good with the bad, the up with the down. Homie, I don't fuck with your clowns.
Toxic.
Giving up the cheat code, giving out the info, that's how you catch a repo.
I click it back and let it shine. Camera flash your face, no mask on face, you dealing with a basket case. Better leave me alone, all about the cash today. And showing love to my loved ones before they pass away. Don't let you get along, gang, nigga, gas your brain. Cause when them boys test your heart, I ain't hear no banging. All I heard was pep down on the pavement. Fuck this full life shit, gotta get back to my baby. Gotta get back to the block, gotta get back to the building. When he thinking he chillin', put his brain on the ceiling. He was a cap rap killer, now he yo for the children. What the fuck are they dealing? Jump the fuck up a building.
Click, click, boom. Watch out, my guns clear out the room. No bad man talking a chat in the room, room. You walk round up, so now you a goon, goon. You know you mad puss, you soft like a boom, 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 boom. Nanny, nanny, mati, nanga Fred. Oh, watch my nanny Lee, kill you dead.
I don't say shit, but it comes out so dope. These rap niggas put me to sleep, but they so woke. I'm about to fix them up, cause they so broke. I got dick all in the throat, but she don't choke. Her body insane, head game so berserk. I'm lazy, I lay back, she about to go
I
to
click
work.
I back and let it bang. Nothing coming out of it. I'm business fuck, I'm on some Kenyatta shit. Next level, sniper with a blue check. You hyped at a new tech, imagine what I do next. I smoke funk so I do flex. Choke your whole crew neck, this is what I do best. I'm the clip when it double up. Lift your whole bubble up when it's cold, huddle up. Look bitch, I'll cuddle up. Let the cover up, yeah, let the brother up. I'm a menace to society. OG, old dog, this is why they eyeing me. I go verbal like a Chinese. Y'all can keep buying me. I'ma let the iron squeeze. Nigga please, if you freeze when the shot squeeze, you can knock me. And you can try to stop these, but you better off using your hands, chop trees. Ouch. And this is BCC, you can fuck with any niggas, but not
this. Here I go again, pushing to the end. Got tunnel vision, all I see is the wind. Hitting like a 10, on raw, no blend. Can't fold on bend, this is what you call shrimp. Here I go again, pushing to the end. Got tunnel vision, all I see is the wind. Hitting like a 10, on raw, no blend. Can't fold on bend, this is what you call shrimp.
Love me like I'm Bad Bunny. I've been that nigga out here having my way before I had money. Life a marathon, son, can't sprint on this long road. I was thinking like Old Dog instead of Sean Combs. Bad boy, I need a billion. Always knew that niggas could never hold me down, I'm too resilient. Zoom in the Beamer coupe, one button, remove the ceiling. This MC a shoot like Sean standing on business. Lot of niggas play the game, but a small fraction is winners. The others don't even know they losing, that shit ridiculous. Before music, I was tuned in with the snippers. Grams for blue strips in my mittens. Real shit, we could either destroy or we could build shit. Pay attention to your circle, know who you deal with. Gotta know the difference between fraud and trill shit. These niggas watch, dropped a lot of albums, I don't feel shit.
Hey, yo, we used to wanna be like Mike, now I got 50 in the mic. Still keep the dope in the ride. Talk about money, get it right, nigga. We used to wanna be like Mike, now I got 50 in the mic. Still keep the dope in the ride. Talk about money, get it right, nigga.
And you're outlandish, two-stepping, Grams dancing. I'm handsome, I'm Manson, bulletproof, funded, advancing. I'm lamping, reclining in two-seaters, I'm prancing. Spray y'all shit, fiends was vamping like Jimmy. Toast to Simi, Ace Roses in me. Posing a Bentley in Kingston, walking through Tivoli. Batman, I'm silk like Ziggy. Zigzag, Ziggalog, zips on a Ricky. I don't give a fuck who you are, it gets busy. Versace, Fendi, Rap Cloud, I blow your brains out, you hear me? Have you covered in red dots for pennies? Please forgive me, Lord, I go hard. Left from the straw from Goyard, Mozart, Rose Gold, choke bar, I'm so hard. I don't even know y'all, I'm so raw. You nothing at all, nigga, I'm having a ball, nigga.
Hey, yo,
we used to wanna be like Mike, now I got 50 in the mic. Still keep the dope in the ride. Talk about money, get it right, nigga. We used to wanna be like Mike, now I got 50 in the mic. Still keep the dope in the ride. Talk about money, get it right, nigga.
Yeah, Screwball Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix. Nothing but that real shit, you heard?
Yeah, man, that Duck Down record, 16 years since they all did a song together. Rest in peace, Sean Price. I thought it would have been dope if they would have put Burn on it. If they would have put his wife Bernadette on it, I think that would have been super dope. But the song is crack, you know, that song is fire, you know?
Mm-hmm. Does she spit to her own rounds or she only do verses and shit?
I think she gets busy. I think she gets busy, but, you know, for the most part, whenever they bring her out on a show, it's usually to represent for Sean Price, you know?
I think she can get busy. Shit. I would love to hear a joint, you know, her flow, how she do, you know? I know his daughter's going to be a beast because, you know, she always studying her pops and she knows rhymes, so she's going to be a beast if she really lay it down. But I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. That would be dope. Shout out to Bernadette Price, you know. She's been holding it down for Sean P for years, you
Word
know.
Who had mad props to her, yo. Shout out to Rusty Jux. He always repping with him too, you know. Rusty holding his name up, you know.
Yeah, he definitely, he came off on that verse, man. He came off on that verse. I think that's the best Rusty verse I've heard in a long time. I mean, you know, he's always coming with it. But that one right there, solidify his spot on Duck Down with Boot Camp, you know. He's always been part of Duck Down.
One thing we gotta start, you know, gotta give shout out to Griselda, you know, Conway and Benny. The nigga dropped some new shit. We gotta see what that's about. You know, them niggas
yeah.
Real spitters. I be fucking with them. I've been fucking with them niggas lately. You know?
Yeah,
like I ain't check niggas out when everybody was checking them. You know. I wait for niggas to die out and then let me see what they was working with. And them niggas, I give them the thumbs up. They got a lot of bars. You got some guys that said, damn, we got too many bars and no songs. I'm like, that's deep. When niggas say you got bad balls, but no song.
Griselda's actually big though. And Griselda's not just, it's not just Conway anymore. It's not just Benny the Butcher. It's not just West Side Gun. They got Armani. They got Rome Streets. They got Boldly James. And a couple other people.
That's for sure.
They've been building, you know, Westside, he's been adding people to the roster because, you know, Conway got his own label. It's called Drumwork. And then you got Benny the Butcher got his own label, Black Soprano Family, you know. But
oh,
they
yeah,
still all together.
What's going on with the Jim Jones beef with this guy Pusher? It's over?
It's quiet right now. Quiet right now, let's. Pusha T decided to get some on that free show they're doing in New York City next week.
Yeah, I don't know. Truthfully, I think Jim Jones will fucking choke the shit out of Pusha T. I don't think Pusha T wanted with Jim Jones, you know?
Nah, Pusha T, them niggas from South, man. Don't sleep on them niggas, man.
Nah, what I'm saying is, like, on a one-on-one, I think Jimmy will strangle him. You know,
I've never seen Pusha T mad. You know, Jim Jones, you know, he's New York nigga. We know his vibe. We already know what time he on. But I don't know what time Pusha's on, really, you know.
Nah, I respect Pusha T. You know, I definitely respect Pusha T and shit, but.
Hey, we seen Jimmy mad on a lot of different occasions. We never seen Pusha T mad. You don't know. Niggas got a different kind of madness.
You already know Jimmy, right.
Reckless New York shit.
Yeah, we seen the Pusha T mad. I think we seen the Pusha T mad when he dropped that bomb on Drake.
Come on, Drake ain't nobody.
Jimmy, only nigga I've seen Jimmy fucking front on really was the fat guy manager for that girl on the TV show when he fucking had that nigga under pressure. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't see him like mad at no thug niggas and really, but I see what the potential is. And we know he got the goons, but he push a T too. He got the goons too. His money long too. But we never seen him mad, how he reacts. We know Jimmy, we can relate to Jimmy because he us. You know, we New York niggas. We know how all show.
I'm just saying, Jim.
That's why you say he'll choke him out. Cause,
I know Jim be in the, you know, he be working out. He be, you know, he be pushing his limit as far as strength and all that. You know what I'm saying? Working out all the time. You know, like, not saying that Pusha T don't got no physical exercising he be doing, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Pusha T like to pop Jimmy, man. He probably ain't with all that working out bullshit. That nigga just on some gunplay.
So is Jimmy, though.
You know? Yeah,
you know, and
you know,
not that I wanted to go to a
Jimmy
conference.
Man. Jimmy ain't really smack nobody. Jimmy ain't really fucking. He just, you know, he got a lot of talk. You know, his mouth is long, man. He's loud. You know, the loudest guy ain't always the most dangerous guy. He's a loud guy, and he's also, you know, dangerous. He got killers around him. We already noticed.
Yeah, I mean. Like I said, not that I wanted to get physical. Like, keep it lyrical.
No, I wanted to stay hip hop, man. Because there were two guys, you know, that's a good lyrical, you know what I'm saying?
On the lyrical tip, I know Pusha T is way more lyrical. But
I don't know. Jimmy got swag with it. Jimmy slick with it.
Yeah, that's what
Jimmy
I'm saying. Jimmy Harlem.
Jimmy Harlem.
Too. So, you know, Harlem, they be on that shit, you know? Harlem niggas be on that shit. So, you know, but when you think about technical.
Yeah, Jimmy got out him on his own beat.
Yeah.
He got the last say so far. Right?
I mean,
I don't know.
Said,
was that it?
So far, he said that shit you spit was whack. You know, like that shit wasn't it. And I felt Jimmy on that because Pusha T is better. He is better than what he spit on his record. You know,
And that's why I'm thinking
I feel that was just a song. I feel that was bait. You know what I'm saying? Because that wasn't no real. He did a whole bunch of subliminal shit. Like, I ain't really with the subliminal shit, man. Jimmy went straight at him. And this nigga did a whole bunch of subliminal shit. He could have been talking about a variety of different niggas, not just Jimmy.
Could have talked about Drake for all we know.
Yeah, he could have. Why did Jimmy take that towards him? That's what I was.
No, well, what happened was is that Pusha T said his verse, and then Jimmy bonded on it. Like he could have came better than that. Like, what was that? Like, that shit wasn't the top five.
Why did he feel he was talking about him? Because he never said nobody's name in it. And he never said nobody to even make me think he was thinking about
him. You listening it to it wrong. So Pusha T put the verse out. And then Jimmy commented on that verse and said that shit was a whack verse. Like, his opinion on that verse was whack. So then Jimmy took it up a notch and decided to say something to him on his own beat. It wasn't that he thought that he was talking about
him
on his verse.
So Jimmy started with him.
Yeah.
But why everybody acting like Pusha T started?
There was another AI verse, supposedly, of Pusha T responding to Jimmy. But it wasn't.
The way
it was
I see
AI
it, Pusha T made a hot joint. He had said a whole bunch of subliminal shit that a whole bunch of niggas could be like, yo, he talking about me. Why did Jimmy take it on himself to say he talking about me, yo?
No, he didn't say he was talking about me. He didn't say he was talking about him. He said, yo, that shit was a whack verse. And decided to make his own shit on his beat. Yeah.
Jimmy just bullied.
Yeah.
Okay. Say no more. Because I'm thinking this is something about him and he responded.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't a response. It was him taking his beat and talking his shit.
Oh, Jimmy just said it.
Okay. I can respect that. Jimmy's setting it off.
Yeah, because Pusha T dropped the...
I can respect him.
Yeah, he dropped the song, and then Jimmy commented that it was a whack-ass verse, like how he put something like that out, and then decided to rhyme on his beat.
Oh, okay.
I smell you.
And Cameron jumped out there.
That was a good verse. Jimmy said some shit like, oh, yeah, that was a good shot what he said or something, yeah. So Jimmy felt something personal about that. He felt attacked. Because in his rhyme, he said some shit like, yeah, I heard what you said about me. And I don't know why he took it personal. That's what I just don't understand.
Oh, Jimmy take everything personal.
Nobody said nothing about the guy.
Even when Cam and Jim was going through their shit, you know, Jimmy took that shit to heart. Like, word.
I've been watching Cam and Mace. It is what it is. Yeah, Braun Shea put me on that shit. That shit is funny.
I don't know who be lining up Mace, though, because his hairline be... Like, what the fuck is that? Like, they did that shit with a can of tuna fish.
Oh, man. Yo, no, he ain't doing that at Harlem, Mace. You ain't getting your shit cut at Harlem doing that.
He ain't going to Harlem for that cut.
Mace should be safe in Harlem now. You know, him and Jimmy good. Him and Cam is good now.
Yeah, I don't think he ever had problems at Harlem. His problem was getting them death threats from Suge Knight and them, you know, that have whole Bad Boy, you know, Death Row beat.
Nah, him and Cam had problems.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough for him not to be in Harlem.
A little something, Cam's a little bit more stronger. You know, this is when he was a preacher time back then.
Yeah, preacher
Cam had Cam was stronger, you know, Cam was strong in the streets. Because we already know, you know, nigga, Jimmy and them niggas, man. Niggas got the red side with them niggas heavy.
Yeah,
they get
sure.
touched on in New York. In New York, niggas could definitely get touched on. How? Word, though, man. I don't know why Jimmy took that shit to heart and wanted to attack Pusha T. Obviously, Pusha T ain't really paying us in no mind because, you know, he ain't respond back. And I feel if you don't respond back within a week, it's over with. But how long it took Jay-Z to respond? No, how long it took Nas to respond to Takeover, Weeks Over?
About 2-3 months?
He had it with Ether. It took, yo, Jigga had a run before Ether came.
Well, Michael Jackson out on the stage.
Nas took too long to come with Ether. He took more than a week to come with Ether. The Ether was popping for about a month. I mean, not Ether. Takeover was popping for about at least 30 days, yo, before Nas responded. Shit was like, he's a lame. You know how long that shit was going on? The Takeover, the Weeks Over. Now long that song was popping.
Yeah, but
Nas came with fucking Ether.
Yeah, but when
it
he
took him a minute
Ether,
to come with Ether. How long did Nas take to come with Ether? That's what we gotta look
about
in front
months.
Of see.
About three months.
I'm saying when Nas dropped
long.
Ether.
I say a month. You said 3 months?
I think he's older than a month.
Ether, when Nas dropped Ether, it was over for Jay-Z. It was over.
Yeah, I know, but look how long it took for the response, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't respond within at least a decent amount of time, then that shit is over with. But being that it was Nas, and that shit was so strong, niggas was like, hold on. Nas waited till that shit to die out before he attacked. Because that shit was so strong. The Takeover was crazy. I had bitches on me. Brooklyn. I'm like, come on, Nas, where the fuck you gonna come in, man? I'm like, yo, Nas, they got that shit rock. I'm like, oh, man, I'm arguing with bitches, Brooklyn bitches and shit that live in the hood. Next thing you know, I'm like, damn, just niggas are playing that shit in the radio. He's a lame. How long that shit popping? Takeover. That beat was crazy. Jigga was killing this. You said 3 months, Eve.
Damn, he waited until his album came out. That's what he did because he wanted to profit off of it.
Nah, what he did was is he, because right here it says Ether was released December 4th, 2001. December 4th is Jay-Z's birthday.
When did the Takeover be released? And that's going to tell
on
the whole
second.
Story.
Hold on one
that's
second.
How long, that's how long Jay-Z was on top before Ether came. Because everybody was saying right,
so
Jigga.
He dropped that September 11th. 9/11, he dropped that 2001.
Oh, shit. And when did Ether drop?
On Jay-Z's birthday, December 4th.
What
so,
year?
Like four, same year, 2001. Couple months later.
Couple months later.
Yeah.
So in reality, Jay-Z had him until he dropped Ether.
On his birthday at that. That's the strategic
Nas,
part about
basically,
it.
Nas had to wait for the Takeover to die out.
But look,
how
listen.
Would you think, would he have had the same effect if he dropped it like a little bit sooner, like the week after Takeover came and then I dropped Ether? Would he would have still had the same, would Ether and the Takeover, would the Ether beat Takeover if it came out sooner?
But look, listen.
Because, you know, niggas just got tired of the Takeover. The here come now.
When you Google it, right? When you Google It says, it's take over or eat the better. It says, by the numbers, Ether should have won. Nas had the benefit of 3 months, and the final two verses on Takeover were tacked on after the original song was recorded. So he did the verse, then Nas dropped Ether, then Jay-Z added 2 more verses.
I know Super Ugly was supposed to be the official answer, right, to Ether?
Yeah.
He dropped down like a day later.
See, because he was rushing. He should have pulled the knives. Let Ether die and then drop Super Ugly. And they probably would have had a bigger response. He was just too eager to be like, yo, hey, I got something for that. Huh? But it just wasn't as strong. And it was too soon. Just like Nas waited, because the Takeover was so strong. So Nas,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though. So, you know, Nas is a writer, right? He writes his verses down. So Jay-Z don't write his verses down, right? But do you think that if Jay... No, this is factual. This is factual, like...
Clark Kent and Biggie, and all these guys
know him.
Okay,
they've been in the studio with him and whatever. You know, he don't write verses down. You know, but if he did, I think his verses would be even harder than him just coming up with them.
I don't know. It just tells me. I don't know if he thought about it. To me, that tells me he's not even thinking. He's just thinking
so
fast.
Like,
not,
yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, when he did the song with Biggie, when he
write.
Did the song with Biggie, right? When he did his song with Big, he had his verse. It was already a song. So then when they found out they was going to put Biggie on it, he relayed down the verse, a totally different verse, and he left his spots open for Big to come in. You know, Jigga, Bigga, How You Figure, Brooklyn, that song. So I heard an interview with this DJ, what's his name again? I just said his name too.
Clark Kent.
Yeah, Clark Kent. Kent is the one that introduced Jay to Big. He was like, yo, you know, I got this artist, boom, boom, boom.
I thought they went to the same high school together in Brooklyn. They battled each other in high school.
Clark Kent introduced them. Busta Rhymes battled Jay-Z in the same high school. I know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about Big and Jay. Like, because Clark Kent introduced Jay to Big. And when they brought Big into the studio, and Jay-Z go off to the side and start mumbling some words, and then go and lay his shit down, and it amazed Big that he did his shit like that, you know. He don't write his shit down.
I mean, Lil Wayne said years ago that he don't write nothing, but then again, the other day I just saw somebody say he could take over 4 weeks to come up with 2 lines. I'm like, huh? What is that? Niggas done too much drugs, too much money, too much drugs.
Hell yeah. Damn, I'm taking 2 weeks, 2 months to come up with 2 lines? That's because he did like 4 lines and that shit fucking nodded him out.
I'm like, hold up, is this the same guy that say you don't even fucking write rhymes? Like taking 2-4 weeks to come up with, I forgot the interview, but I saw this shit, interview where he said that. Like,
but you know what it is too? You know what it is too with someone like Lil Wayne? Is that from a point of time when he was hot, he was in the studio all the time. So he had like countless records. Like,
yeah, it's going to be hard for him not to repeat something. It's going to be hard for him
like
not to
repeat. Yeah, you got mixtape Wayne. You got commercial Wayne. And then all together, and you constantly recording, probably has like over 100 songs in his hard drive, like, you know, like, That's probably why it take him so long to come up with shit, because he done said shit already. It's not like, you know, I used to write rhymes all the time, every day, try to record every day, boom, 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 boom. But now, I feel like I take a little break, and when I come back, it's even better. Because I stood away for so long, you know?
No doubt. E, what we got for these motherfuckers?
So we got some heat right here, man, from the opioid era. This joint title T. And this joint is fire.
Wait a second. What you saying, Bobby? What you saying, Bobby? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nah, it's just, you know, you just come back better. You know, you got to take a break. You got to take a break. If you rhyming every day, writing rhymes every day, like I used to write rhymes every day, you know, I would call you and spit it over the phone to you. And it's just, you know, when you take a break, it gives your mind and you get to, like, read other shit and build up shit. But when you're going at it all day, every day, every day, every day, you know, your thought pattern is not, it's not where it should be, you know? That's why I like when artists take a break. Like back in the day, you know, you drop an album this year, you might not get another album from that artist till next year. And it's going to be...
Yeah, like Rakim and Virginia taking a break. Rakim drop an album, he ain't drop another album till like, yeah, like you said, the fucking bill next year later, maybe the 2 year break.
But yeah, then, but you see the artist today.
Who changed that? Who changed that? I think Master P changed that whole thing. Coming out with fucking... songs after songs after songs, album, project after. I forgot who started just dropping mad shit and made it like, you know.
But P was dropping stuff like every month.
Like now you got artists that drop an album every month. And you listen to it.
Yeah, but,
and it kind of sounds like the last album. The album still sounds like your last
shit
album.
Was done in, all that shit probably was done in a week. And they said, damn, we got 24. Oh, we're going to like, make fucking 10 songs now. Release 10 now. Release 10 next week, next month.
Yeah, that's probably what they do. That's definitely probably what they do. But then when you listen to it, it still sounds like it's a part of that album.
Yeah, because
I don't want
they did it. They just does working every day. Just keep. They don't put no time. They don't take no break and start recording again and get new vibe. These guys in there fucking doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, I had to take a break. That's why I ain't dropped nothing crazy. I had to take a break. I got shit, but I had to take a break.
You about to go crazy soon, man. Just let me get this shit together, man. I got focus in there. For real. I'm about to focus in there crazy hard, man. Get this shit over with, man. Yeah, do some phenomenal shit.
Yeah, I had to take a break.
But
just think, right? So all the verses you done gave people, them shits was dope. But when you started writing for you, that was a whole different shit. You know?
Yeah.
That Simon Phoenix album.
The mosquito I gave niggas, I'm like, damn. Can niggas give me some shit I go hard on? I'm like, oh, I could have used that shit for my shit. But, you know, because I'm going hard no matter what. So it'd be mad joints. But like, damn. Use that shit for my shit. Nah, I get that the time. You know, niggas paid, they gotta get the dope. Niggas pay me, they gotta get the dope. I ain't gonna shortchange niggas on the dope.
But you wanna
but
get it like,
mad,
like declare
shit,
war?
Well, like, yeah, I should have kept that shit for Dolo.
Yeah, but declare war?
Yeah, declare
war. That shit.
Yeah, that's hip hop.
That's
hip hop for real.
Animal?
That shit read.
That shit is
re-back.
Bananas.
That shit might have to be redropped, though. You know what I'm saying? Because COVID fucked that project up. I can't front. Might have to do something with that project, man. Get that shit remixed, man. Try to do something with that shit, man. Because it was kind of banging. Even if I do say so myself.
There's a lot of heat on that.
For real.
Just got to get the right hand.
Reason, the first project I ever did. I did all the tracks. That's crazy. And COVID just said a wet went all over me. COVID said, yeah, niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that shit said, nah, you're going to take a seat.
Had to roll out plans and everything.
Yeah, man. Like Tommy said, maybe I fucking Clear Wolf, FOH. Maybe you don't think, man. It's just hardcore, nigga. Niggas wanna fuck with Simon Phoenix? That shit might have to be remixed, man. Word up. You're getting me mad right now, Bob. Word up. Simon Phoenix was crazy. Concept, everything.
Yeah, we marinated on that shit for a while.
The concept was crazy, yo.
Yeah.
The nigga Simon Phoenix waking up. I'm Simon Phoenix waking up, just like Simon Phoenix in the movie, Demolition Man, he waking up, and the world has changed. That's like me, I'm waking up, oh, hip-hop is soft, the world is soft. Oh, I'm wowing. He wowing. Yo, that shit was a dope concept, man. But we're going to revisit that shit, trust me. But yeah, hey, man, we got for these bitch-ass niggas. We need to tell these bitch-ass niggas to call up. You didn't tell these bitch-ass niggas, call up, man. Call up. Don't be scared to call up, nigga. Call me a bitch-ass nigga if you want to. Call up just to call me a bitch-ass nigga. You heard? Because you want to get that off your chest. So we got a lot of bitch-ass niggas that's listening and scared to call and listening and just trying to see what we're talking about. Bitch-ass nigga, pick up the phone to call up.
Or they can just sit there, they soak up that content, and they just want the next thing. You know, even what they listening to here from us and put it on their stuff.
You're so good. Yeah, just tell them bitch-ass nigga to call up, man. Call up, man. You hit them with that fire, man. We'll be back next fucking week.
All right.
Yeah, same school time, same school channel.
We out.
Fuck that nigga, man. Fade band for life.
When you knock down the witness, looking at sand in the hourglass, how long will an hour last before the cracker judge give a sentence? Niggas be faggot ass chompers, acting like a menace. Bitches, come see me when it's most convenient. Could've shower positive shit, I was being lenient. Alfredo, fettuccine, crab and shrimp with the spinach in it. I'm in the back of Boston Overs looking like I'm posting. No skinny jeans, no choker. Designer head to toe, pockets full of dough with a big blower. Smoking fire power, 1,000 miles an hour, 1,000 deaths a cow. How dare y'all compare ours to theirs? That's like K-Swiss to airs. No faces to Montclair's, we a different fabric. 10 projects, Harry won a classic. It's the ERA, a dynasty like RLC. Minus the middle, J.B. and Bleak. It's just ambassador, Galato and me. Play your role or get cut out the scene. It don't matter to me. I'm a director. Shoot at actors. Run through a load. Tell him bring more. Now he a dope boy. No boy. What you sold boy? Your whole career you talk coke boy. No boy. Never sold boy. Stay long enough to see him nod boy. You a fraud boy. Oh boy. White tan, brown, gray, dope boy. I'm a dope man. I graduated from a dope boy. Huh? I was watching Guap and Jeezy. The greatest thing I ever seen in hip-hop, please believe it. Name a moment better, it'll lose to it easy. When Gucci started talking about his homie, it started freezing. When Jeezy started talking like a grown man, I said, Jesus. This what hip-hop in 2020 really needed. It had me thinking about my life, it ain't what it seemed to be. And I got a little money, but it could've ended up so demonly. Listen, I know that I'm a god. So telling me that my crew's better, it's just more proof to me of who we are. I ain't gotta be better than my brothers, that's not my flaw. I just know that I ping pong ping every single one of y'all. Nigga said he ain't heard nothing like this from down here before. I said you can't forget the clips, he said nah homie this shit more. Y'all three grown men who done seen it all. Got comrades in the ground, even more behind the wall. For homicides, robberies, villains and even fraud. Cause they got it like Wall Street, off wire transfers and cars. I know the Ansars and Moors, that's probably why I'm so hands-on in war. That bar that should separate me from your boys. When I catch this tempo,
I feel like Escobar. Nasir in a lecture hall. This is intellectual perspective, dog. Just drop me in a pot. I'll separate from the cut. But the flow's an opioid, like lean in the cup. And I'm so fresh, nigga, my paint's still wet. It ain't a beat a producer gave me, I ain't killed yet. And just keeping it real is an ill skill set. Cause I hear a lot of cap, but ain't none you tilt yet. Think 50, make up your mind, you tryna cake up and grind. You can put a logo on anything, but you can't fake the design. This cut and sewn, the cloth is stitched with the buttons on. And the dope is as raw as it gets, it ain't got nothing on it. Us against everybody, you couldn't gather enough opponents. Him and such couldn't possibly be half as ferocious. That's why your blood pull up to your house blasting our old shit. And you still got a half left, you ain't do the whole zip. Old shit, but all you rap about is bricks. And I can tell how you rap, you never rap none of them shits. Niggas glorify being rich suckers and justify it by saying the bitches lovers. But the real sisters I know wouldn't fuck you on $1 billion covers. Frontin' ass motherfuckers, we living out what these brothers portray on these records. And let them tell it, they was doing the most stepping. And you should call them Raekwon for how much they was shepping. The type of niggas my circle never let in. I'm standing the line kind of niggas that never get in. But we them divine kind of niggas, so it was destined. And we ain't doing it for the fame, that's why we ain't on your FM. Well, not as much as we should be anyway. But salute to all the real DJs that's playing this dope. Opioid.